This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
The great Eddie O, you see him here every Friday, and also NBC Sports Network, NBC, Chicago Blackhawks. Eddie, how are you?
DJ, unless you're sending me the NHL Live corporate jet, there's no way I'm going to be able to make it from Boston tomorrow.
Okay. I never can keep track of your schedule. Hey, we were just talking about,
isn't it?
It is a good, that's true. That is true. We're just talking about the overtimes in the Chicago Phoenix games, and we showed some of the great overtimes. You were part of that Ranger team in 94 with that memorable Stefan Matteau scoring. What do you remember about that all these years later?
What a classic series. Down in the series, obviously, game six, and then, of course, Mark Messier predicting that we would win. We're down 2-0 in the game, and Mike Richter just absolutely playing one of the greatest goaltending performances I've ever seen in a game was that game six. He kept us in the game. We got a goal late in the second. I think it was Kovalev that made it 2-1, and then the rest is history with Mess scoring three goals in the third period. But, I think that game against the Devils in game seven at the Garden, it just was chances everywhere. Pucks going off guys' skates. Looks like they're going in the wide open net. And then Stefan Matteau decides he's going to wrap one around and rattles around in the crease a little bit. And the puck ends up in the back of the net. And it felt like time was standing still. And I know Butchie's been through a lot of those in his great NHL career where, the overtime and everybody wants to wear that hero hat, but it just seemed like time stood still watching the referee point to the back of the net and then the Garden just erupting.
Eddie, do you get the sense that the Chicago Blackhawks still believe that they can win this series?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they feel they can win the series, Butch, but is that you got to go out there and you got to play playoff hockey for 60 minutes. You can't play for 15 or 35 and put yourself in a position that that they're in. And their power play has let them down, not scoring goals, not generating momentum, probably 1A if you're looking at 1 being obviously everybody wants to score in every power play, but you want to generate some momentum so that you can go out there, and especially at home when you don't, the crowd gets on you and you start to you start thinking about everything other than just the task at hand. So look, they were down 3-0 to Vancouver last year. Nobody gave them really any chance to get back in that series, and they got the overtime of Game 7. A little bit of a different team, a little bit of a different animal when you talk about the Phoenix Coyotes, so to speak. Mike Smith is as good as there is right now in the National Hockey League. Dave Tippett is one of the best coaches in the entire National Hockey League. They are very well schooled the way that they play, and it's interesting in the series. The first two games of the series, the way the game was played in favor of Chicago. It was an up-and-down game, trade chances. They ended up splitting the first two games. And then what happened is once it got to Chicago, I think Phoenix really realized, look, we feel that we can out-defend Chicago in a playoff type of setting, in a playoff series. And yeah, they're going to give up some shots, and they got outshot in both games handily. But I think that the game went to station, zone to zone. It became less space on the ice. Phoenix is playing without probably their best center iceman in Marty Hanzel. I mean, he's a big body. He kills penalties. He scored an OT winner in game one. So saying that is, I think, for the Blackhawks to get back in this series is they got to play to their strengths. And their strengths are a fast game, take some chances offensively. Yeah, you might give up some two-on-ones and three-on-twos. But I think that Phoenix is, probably they knew this, but proven to everybody else is that when it came to an out-defending who in a type of series to this point in four games is that they felt they had the upper hand, and the last two games surely show that, even though they went to overtime when you look at the chances and where the series is right now.
Hey, Eddie, let's transition to that Boston-Washington series, seeing you'll be calling that one for NBC on Saturday. The two teams play back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. And I want
that'll be interesting, AJ. Yeah. That'll be an interesting dynamic in this series.
Yeah, how does that impact things? Because we talked here, Alex Ovechkin only played a minute and 58 in the third period. Butch thinks, and I agree with him, that maybe he's dinged up a little bit. How does that impact things?
Well, I think that the way that the series has been played, it'll be a test of endurance and depth and big body type of series. And look, both these teams got some big bodies. Both these teams have depth on their team when you talk about, you know, eating up minutes, eating up good quality minutes, and Bush can talk about it. It is very difficult to play one game and have a day off and then come back. And the way the series has been, it's been in the corners, it's been in your face, not a lot of room to maneuver, so it's tiring. But think about it. You're going to play, you know, less than 24 hours later, you're going to be playing a crucial, you know, you're going to be playing a crucial game six back in Washington. So I think the way the coaches, you know, the game will dictate it, but the closer the game, you know, you're going to have to play everybody. You're going to have to spread the minutes around because you're going to have to turn around and come back the next day. So that'll be the real intriguing thing to me, is that which team, I don't want to say is in better condition, because that's not fair. I think it's just, you know, who's going to be able to handle the quick little turnaround there, and who's going to monitor the shifts. Instead of being out there for 32, 34 seconds at even strength tomorrow afternoon, maybe you got to shorten it up a little bit. You got to worry about the game, that game, and I know coaches will coach just win that game and then worry about the next game, but there's no doubt it's going through the back of their minds, that's for sure.
Eddie, I'm going to go back to your old team in Pittsburgh. What advice would you give these two coaches into how to play a little bit of defense in their own zone?
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? All I'll say is, before last game, I felt the pain of Danny Bylsma with not having any goaltending. I'll leave it at that, okay? I'll leave it at that. No, it has been... Butch, it's been one of those series. It's just been it's hard to explain. I mean, you turn around and you miss two goals, you miss a couple of scraps, you miss whatever. I mean, I really think the difference in that hockey game, in my opinion, in game four, was Pittsburgh getting their discipline back that they did not have in the first period of game four and prior to the series. I think that's where they give themselves an opportunity to get back to Philly on Sunday. There's no doubt in my mind that their lack of discipline played a hand in being down 3-0 in the series. But, you know, look, you got to play to your strengths. I think for both of these teams, everybody knows what the strengths of both these hockey clubs are. They got to get a stop. Which goaltender can regain the form that we've seen at times over the course of the regular season? It does have an effect on the guys that are on the ice, is when you're, because the transition game for both these teams is pretty special. There's no doubt about it. And I think when you are a player and you know your goaltenders are having a very, very difficult time, there is hesitation. So you allow the team to get puck possession. So you're not maybe willing to play on your toes. Maybe you sit back a little bit more because you don't want to give up that 2-on-1 or 3-on-2. And there's no doubt. I mean, the goaltending has been pretty much even in this series as far as the chair that I sit in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It just happened that Marc-Andre Fleury had given up a few more than Ilya Bryzgalov. But it's got to be about playing to your strengths and giving yourself a real good opportunity and be disciplined. I mean, the team that ends up being disciplined, not only team-wise system-wise, but also the stuff after the whistle. And I would expect a pretty darn good hockey game tonight with a lot of emotion. I think a lot of people are expecting that there's going to be a game six back in Philadelphia on Sunday. But the way this series has gone, you could see this game getting an overtime and the series ending. So I think you expect the unexpected. But I think for both these teams is play with discipline, play to your strengths, and hopefully you get a save. Hopefully you get a save once or twice early in the hockey game.
All right. Well, listen, Eddie, thanks a lot. Where are you going to be this weekend? You got Boston, Washington on Saturday. Are you going to follow that on Sunday, or where are you going to be Sunday?
That's a good question, EJ. We're in a holding pattern depending on what takes place this evening. So the last email I got was if Detroit can continue on and Pittsburgh can win tonight, then I will be in Philadelphia for game six. But if not, I have no idea where in hell I'm going to be.
All right. Well, wherever it is, Eddie, I'm sure you'll be happy.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend. And, Butch, nice talking to you again, buddy.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.